Welcome to Nuts and Bolts, an inside look into the ups and downs of running a small software business. The show is hosted by Brett Turner and myself, Austin Grigg, and we talk about new trends in the web, building a bootstrap business, and really whatever else is on our minds.
Welcome to episode 16 of Nuts and Bolts. I'm Brett Turner, and I'm here with Austin Grigg this afternoon.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah? How are you feeling? Tell the people how you're feeling.
I'm starting to feel better. It's been a rough week feeling sick. I caught the tail end. I have two small children, and so pretty much sickness and disease, as you're now finding out as you have kids, pretty much just travels in a wave. And so I thought, and it does this every time. It's like, you think you're getting by, you think you've like screeched by. No. At the tail end, done for.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I was saying, like, you've gotten it so late in the game that now everyone else is healthy and you're just going to reinfect everybody
that's right.
else. And like,
it's just a vicious cycle.
It's a continuous cycle. And you've probably infected me and now I'm going to get it and give it to my whole
your family.
So.
And then when you're done, you'll give it back. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I read an article with somebody was talking about this whole vaccination stuff. It's like people going crazy with the sickness stuff and talking about their kids getting sick and like, well, that means I'm going to be sick for 6 months. Like, we're going to deal with six months worth of sickness in our house. So
that's how it feels sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how it feels sometimes. You've got some exciting news.
I do. Yes. My wife called me yesterday and was like, hey, guess what came in the mail? And I was all excited. And I was like, oh, tell me about it. What is it? And because I was like, I don't think I ordered anything on Amazon that maybe have come. She's like, oh, you get to go to jury duty.
Oh,
like,
great. Oh,
that's horrible. I was legit. I think she was kind of taken, caught off guard by how like, depressed and bummed I was by that news because she was laughing about it and I was like, that seriously is not good. Like, that's really bad. Like, you know, we have a business we're trying to run and we have a lot of things going on. So she was laughing and she's like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to spring that on you. So yeah, so I got to find that out and that's hopefully I don't get put on a trial or anything like that. So
that's part
friend of mine
life.
Said to just to stand up when they're doing the interview thing and just say as many offensive things as you can and offend as many people as possible and you'll just get kicked off. So I think that's illegal, but that's all right.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that should be fun though. That should be fun to miss work for a week and get to hear horrible things that people are doing in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
So, really excited.
I guess more exciting than anything. Let's get the really important things out of the way. We got a new Sonos speaker.
We did. Yeah, we finally got fancy instead of playing the computer sound or music out of our computers, which didn't work. Like, you know, we sit relatively close to each other, but one person would always have the music blaring, and then the other person's like, "Can you turn it up a little bit? Like, I can barely hear it." And then the other person's hair and cheeks were flying back because it's so loud. So yeah, we splurged and got a Play 3. Actually got an open box deal at Best Buy for $230, $70 off, shopping bargain style. It's probably been put through the ringer, who knows, but it was inspected by Best Buy. It's pretty cool. It's the first one we've had in our office and I've only had it for a day, but it's been pretty cool so far. So
yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, indeed.
It's been we just are spending money left and right. It's one of those, we got some new podcast gear as well this week, so hopefully our voices are coming to you in a nice and sultry sound.
It is, yeah. We're trying to stay in front of the microphone. It's challenging now because these puppies are serious.
They are.
They're meant for, you know, putting right up next to your mouth, which I like to move around when I talk a lot, so.
That's true. We're very animated.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
give us the rundown.
Yeah,
what did we get? Because I have no idea.
We're gonna get a little geeky here, so you have to forgive us if you don't care anything about this. But so we were using. Let's go with our previous setup. I don't know that we ever said what we were using before. So
I don't think so.
Our previous setup was two Yeti microphones. I guess the company is called Blue Yeti. So they were USB microphones, and they had a nice sound. I think pretty good. I mean, they're kind of an entry level to mid level. I mean, they're not your most basic mic, but they're pretty good. I think the biggest challenge we had is they are a condenser microphone. So it can, I guess there's condenser and dynamic microphones, learning these things.
The more you know.
That's right. So a condenser microphone picks up a lot of room noise. It has a very, wide spectrum and can pick up a good sound, but it picks up a lot of other noise. So even, you know, 10, 12 feet from each other, we're actually recording in the same room. You could hear the echo from your voice into my mic and my voice into your mic. So it started to create a little bit of an echo, and then it would pick up if we had any sort of like air conditioning running or anything like that. It just picked up a lot of room noise, and so it was hard to kind of pull those out. And then it began to be difficult to sync those up. So there was a time where you were recording on your computer and I was recording on my computer, but they'd get out of sync. And so it just created a bunch of problems. So anyway, what we decided to do, we wanted to get, we got some new mics. They are the Audio-Technica ATR2100s. And they're pretty cool because they have a USB input as well as an XLR, which is a pretty cool feature. And they're dynamic microphones. They're like $60 on Amazon. So, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. The Yetis were about $100.
Yeah. And which I guess, you know, these are entry level as well, but I've seen some reviews on YouTube where these are close, and I mean, it, like side by side comparison to the Heil, which is like, you know, a $300 microphone, and like somebody literally sat down and had them right next to each other and played the sound out of one and out of the other, and it's like there's really not much of a difference for $250. I mean,
that's, right?
And these used to be even cheaper. I think these used to be like $30,
right?
But then apparently they had some changes in manufacturing or shipping or something, and it jacked up the price a little bit, but still $59.
Yeah. I think I saw them on Christmas for about 50. I mean, really reasonable to pick up one of these mics. So we did that. And then sometimes it could be a little bit challenging to, if you hook up two USB devices, you got to create like a splitter and all this stuff. So it's like, well, let's go ahead and get some decent preamps for it and get an input device. So we got the Focusrite 6i6. So it's a pretty cool little device. You plug the XLR mics in. You can even plug, I think, some quarter inch inputs in. So like if you had instruments or whatever. But the kicker for us was it's got two headphone jacks. So you can actually have two monitor mixes coming out. So we can each plug our headphones in and listen. And you want to do that typically while you're recording a podcast, so you can hear yourself and make sure you're staying close to the mic and not fading away or anything, making sure your audio is coming through pretty well. So I've been pretty stoked about that. It's a built really solid. And the nice thing is if we ever upgrade mics, you know, if we decide we want a different type of mic, we'll already have, you don't have to change that equipment. It just plugs right in because it's just XLR. So anyway, that's our geeky stuff, but I'm pretty excited about it. We'll see. I guess we picked up two boom stands as well.
It's a lot easier to talk into these and get the mic close to your mouth. And whereas we were kind of using the, I don't even know what do you call those?
I guess those are like just desk mount stands or boom arms.
Boom arms, that's what
You should have seen us last time. Last time we recorded, we pulled our coffee like cart over and like hooked them onto it. It was kind of ridiculous.
Very good.
So, so anyway, if you think it sounds better, you know, let us know. Send us an email.
If you think it sounds worse, then just keep that to yourself.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Also, let us know that for sure.
Yes. We'll try to correct it. So, what's probably happening right now is we're probably not actually recording anything. We're just talking to each other. And so, if you're hearing this, it's probably by miracle.
Yeah, that's probably the case. I can't hear anything because I don't have headphones on, but your voice sounds great in person. I'll tell you that.
That's good.
That's all that matters.
I can hear you and me, which I think is good. A positive.
Yeah. One of the interesting things we've kind of been talking around lately, outside of the geekiness of Sonos and jury duty and podcasts, that we've talked to a lot of businesses close by that do a lot of the same work that we do, is kind of doing pro bono work and doing work for free or for discounts or basically out of the goodness of our hearts, and also just to try to maybe drum up a little extra business. But a lot of those situations and stories that we hear end in bad ways or create bad relationships or people get their feelings hurt or, you know, it's just not good financially. I think that's we definitely come across that a few times and even have some projects potentially that are coming up that, you know, we have great relationships with people, but it presents an interesting situation when the kind of, not contract around it, but the agreement around the cost of whatever service you're providing is a little unclear.
It's one of those things where, you know, I think we want to be able to do work to help people out. I mean, that's part of why we have a business, or one of the advantages of owning a business is you have the freedom to, you know, give not just of your money, but of your time. I think we found in the past that one of the times that seems to go bad is if we do it at a discount. You know, somebody comes in and usually the story is like, hey, you know, they find out about us, they want us to build a website, or maybe even they're a friend. And it's like, hey, could you, you know, build us this website? And then you start getting into the details and it's like, well, they don't really have the money to do it, you know? And so really any amount's almost too much. So you try to like come up, well, how much can you do it for? And then, you know, and then what tends to happen is like you end up doing it, but you spend more time on it than you really anticipated. And so you get bitter and then they're paying you for it. So they kind of feel like they, you know, do own your time still. And then they get bitter. And like, so I think we kind of
one big bitter mess.
It is. I don't know it's an official policy, but we've kind of just made a decision that like, we're either going to do stuff for free or we're going to do it, or we're going to charge full price pretty much.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. I think that's the biggest thing is the bitterness. And another thing I've tried to avoid is doing things for family too, because that always gets,
yeah, it can be tough.
Yeah, it's just, you know, mixing business and family is always always kind of a bad idea in my mind. I had done a site for my uncle, and I don't have to worry about him listening to this because he doesn't know what a podcast is. But it was something that turned out was just a really small site, and then their business was doing pretty well, you know, and he wanted to pay, but he didn't know what our actual hourly rate was, you know, so not that it's crazy, but you know,
or if you start for free and then it's like transitioning. Right.
So the ongoing, and he kept saying like, oh, send me a bill. I'm like, I really don't want to send you a bill because you're my uncle. And you know, it's like, I just don't feel right about that, which maybe that's on me. I don't know. But, I don't think I initially had done it like anything through the company. It was just one of those things on the side. So it was just strange. So, they came time to do a redesign. I was like, I don't have time to do it. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, cause they probably wouldn't pay what we would charge for a redesign anyway. So it probably worked out for the best, but it's just an awkward situation. Then like every family get together we have, it's like, hey, how's the website doing? Or how's things? And it's like, I don't really want to talk about that right now, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's Christmas and I don't really feel like talking about your website. So, that's the way it goes.
I think one of the ways we can kind of having some sort of line as far as, you know, if we are going to do pro bono work, you know, trying to do something not just because you know us, but because it's a good cause. So we might even do stuff for friends, but some of the things we've done in the past, I had a guy at our church come up to me and he was had written a book, and he was all the proceeds from the book he wanted to go towards this ministry that they were involved in, helping some folks in Haiti. And so I thought, you know, that's a great opportunity to help them. And instead of, you know, they were kind of coming and asking if I could do it, and you know, I think kind of wondering what the cost would be, and I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to do that, you know, for free, and do that for them as a way to, you know, to help. But it had kind of this cause behind it,
right?
And I think that helps. You know, it's not just like, hey, you want to do this thing? And, you know, I think about that as an adult too. Like, you know, I have friends in other industries and, you know, sometimes it would be kind of nice if they just did something for me, you know, for free or on the cheap. But then I also, there's part of me that wants to respect, like, that's your job, you know, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Just because we're buddies doesn't necessarily mean, you know, and sometimes we do it, you know, it's just right. Want to help people out. But you have to have some boundaries because at the end of the day, you can't just do everything for free.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, there are relationships that we have where people have done things for us, you know, that,
Know,
on the cheap. So I think in that situation, there are definitely situations where, it's nice to be able to kind of return the favor in that sense. But yeah, if it's someone's business and they're coming at you with, and we need our business site redone, that's typically, hopefully they're making money off of that business, or they may not even be able to pay you at the end of the day anyway. So,
right. I mean, a lot of it comes down to value, like what is the value we're providing, and feeling confident in that, you know, that we're not just doing some service, but if you come to us and we're building a website or building an app, that we're actually really providing value. And it kind of brings in that larger conversation of, you know, how do you price things, and, you know, how do you feel good about, you know, this is what this costs. You know, it's such a strange thing in our industry because, you know, in a manufacturing industry, you have hard cost and hard, you know, labor costs. And it's like, okay, well, you do that, maybe add a percentage for, you know, profit and for whatever. But it's like, for us, it's a lot of it comes down to our time. Mm-hmm. But then beyond just our time, there's expertise and Yeah. Kind of a lot of things that go into it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess essentially it's all labor, you know, when it comes down to it.
Right.
You know, people, just what you charge for your time, but it's tough. I mean, and I think it's, as a new business starting out, we've talked to a lot of, you know, small business owners and people that are just starting businesses, and that first thing that you charge someone really sets a precedent for what they're willing to pay, you know, for the next project. So,
yeah.
Some of the guys that we had on early on in the podcast, Commotion Agency, they kind of ran up against that. You know, they started just two guys, and now as they're trying to expand, they're, you know, obviously that's more overhead, and they're trying to charge a little more. And obviously their work, we've worked with them, and they do some top notch work, but it's just, they didn't charge a lot for it starting out because they were new, and now they're trying to get into, you know, more and more larger agencies and doing bigger projects, but they kind of have that stigma of the lower pricing they started out with. So that's tough. I mean, we've even run up against that some too, as we've gotten, you know, a bigger office space and are looking to bring somebody on. It's tough to raise prices on people. That always doesn't go over so well. So
yeah, well, in certain industries, maybe you don't see that many repeat customers, or, you know, and it's never apples to apples, right? I mean, it's not like, you know, we do a lot of, you know, we do some hourly work, but a lot of our work is fixed price bids. So in some ways we have an advantage because we just say, this is the cost to do this. And we might, you know, build in, you know, kind of be raising our internal rate. And it's not to, you know, just make more money, and we have more costs. We're trying to expand, you know, we're trying to hire somebody right now. And looking at salaries for, software developers, it's one of the like highest paid fields right now. And so, yeah. I mean, we're just looking at, okay, what is it going to take to pay someone full time who's good at what they do? And mm-hmm. you just start thinking about that. It's like, oh, we're not charging enough.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times too, I think what we've done a lot is realize that we're not charging for a lot of the things that a lot of other companies are charging for, like mm-hmm. doing research, and or not that we made a decision not to charge for those things. It's just that we didn't really consider how much time we would have to spend doing research for a particular project, or, you know, back and forth for a particular project. So, you know, that I think you talking around, you know, us having the ability to kind of raise internal rates, or, you know, we have the ability to build in time for one project that we may not have built in for the previous one. So, you know, the next time a project rolls around for a particular customer, we may say, you know, we did 10 hours of back and forth last time just to figure out this one small thing. So, you know, we need to build in a little more time for that. Like you said, it's not to just raise rates for the heck of it and just, you know, so we want to make more money. It's accounting for that time that, you know, we didn't necessarily account for previously. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's about being sustainable. You know, I think companies who really want to be around for the long term, you got to get your pricing right, because otherwise right. you're going to end up in trouble. That's kind of all there is to it.
Yeah. I mean, it can be tough though.
Yeah. You want to be fair. You want to, you know, you want to put the correct price on. You don't want to overcharge people. I mean, that doesn't help you and it doesn't help them. So it's kind of trying to come up with the right, you know, making sure you're lined up with the market and, you know, making sure that it, you know, it's covering your time and your expenses and those things.
Right.
So,
yeah. Kind of thinking around some different things. This is a completely different track, but, it involves making money or spending money around making money. One of the things we talked around, you know, is our app pricing and if that's a sustainable, business or model. And we actually got an email yesterday from a podcast, a business development guy from a podcast, Bad Christian, and asking us if we wanted to sponsor one of the upcoming episodes. And they have between 40,000, 60,000 downloads, very similar to our podcast.
Yeah.
if we wanted to sponsor, you know, one of those shows, so we're spending like $200 to sponsor one of our apps and just to see kind of more as an experiment, to see what kind of return that brings us on a $1.99 or $2.99 app. So that should be an interesting kind of update for us to have next time around, just to see what, you know, if we get any kind of spike in sales, by doing a little 15-second read on a podcast that has a fairly large audience. So
I'm curious to see it too. Cause I think, you know, we really haven't done a lot of advertising. We've kind of been picked up by some blogs and, you know, we've tried to reach out to some people.
Have we spent any money on advertising? I don't think we have.
We did a Facebook campaign for like $50. I think. So, I mean, we really haven't done much. It just seems like it's so hard to target. And this came through and it was kind of like, that seems like that'd be a reasonable audience. Seems pretty captive, you know? And we're obviously interested in podcasts. We're kind of starting one and curious about that space. And so I don't know. I'm very curious to see if we have any, if it makes any sort of impact at all, but yeah, it'll be cool to check out.
Yeah. It's an episode, Bad Christian on February 16th. They're interviewing Donald Miller. So it should be a pretty interesting episode and have a decent number of downloads, I would imagine, because he's a fairly big name. So, it'll be something fun for us to talk about, just to give some hard numbers on what that got us. And, you know, we like to kind of be open with numbers on that since they're pretty low. We don't really care, but yeah, we should be able to have some hard numbers on what that did for it. So, we can talk about that next time.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be fun to kind of follow up and see how that goes.
Cool. Was there anything else that we had to talk about today? I don't think there was necessarily, right?
I don't think so. We're going to keep this one a little bit shorter. And I guess towards the end of the last episode, we started talking about some boundaries. And I think we're going to dedicate a whole episode to that. I think that'll be a good conversation, but want to pick that up maybe next time.
Yeah. We need to do a little planning around that one to really figure out who we want to offend. But cool. Well, you can always check us out on Misfit Radio, misfitrad.io. And I think there are maybe even some more new shows on there. I think there's 10 to 12 shows on the network now, steadily growing. So be sure to go check out some of the other shows. And Austin, how can we find you?
You can find me on the Twitters as Austin Grigg. I'm Austin Grigg most places. That's, you know, pretty easy to find, hopefully.
And you can't find me anywhere because I don't post anything. But I am Brett Turner. I am Brett Turner. That is my handle.
You are. That's like who's on first.
Yes.
You know, I am Brett Turner. No. That's who right. are? No. Yeah, what is your Twitter handle? No. I am Brett Turner.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm Evan Costello.
If you enjoy the podcast, leave a rating for us on iTunes. We'd appreciate it. Maybe tweet about it, help somebody find the show. But thanks for checking it out and hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again next time.
Adios.